in Makot. Makot, Daf Vav, Amud Aleph. Rabbi Rodi has the great zechut of having a new child, and therefore, Tov to Rav Mordi. So he is not planning to be here this week, and the plan is that I will give the shiur for this week. Hezrat Hashem, I didn't prepare for today because I didn't know that that was going to happen, and therefore today's shiur may be a little bit weaker than Hezrat Hashem it will be in the rest of the week. But nonetheless, let's learn what we can. Tov. Okay, so where are we holding?
Your wife had a baby?
Mordi.
Mordi, I thought you said Brody.
Yeah,
boy or girl?
That would have been.
Mordechai. Boy or girl?
Mordi. Boy.
When's the bris?
Bezrat Hashem. It was on Friday, so Bezrat Hashem is Friday. All being well. Tov, Shatova. So, we are holding in the middle of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We're in this sugya that's teaching us about two is like three. Right? That's what the Mishnah taught us. Two is like three. Why does the Pasuk in the Torah teach us two and three together? In order to teach us something that we can learn out, that two is like three. That's what we learn in the Mishnah. Let's go to our Gemara now. We are at Amale Rav Papa. Amale Rav Papa la Abai. Rav Papa says to Abai the question. Ela Miata. Yep, everyone with me? Rav Papa says to Abai the following. Ela Miata, from now. From now, I've got a question. What's from now mean? From now means at the point I've reached in my learning, I now have a difficulty. The Gemara doesn't say what point. Right? We just started a new section and says, he introduces it, the section by saying, now I've got a problem. What do you mean now you've got a problem? So Rashi has to tell you what the now is in order that you can understand what his problem is. Because otherwise I don't know. It's just introducing a problem out of the blue. So what's the problem? So you have to go to Rashi to see what's going on. So the first Rashi on the Gemara. Where are we? Yes, Harug Yatzil. Sorry, Harug Yatzil. So the beginning of Harug Yatzil says L'Rabbi Yossi, Da'ama af b'lo hitru. According to Rabbi Yossi, who said, even when they didn't give a warning. So we need to refresh ourselves. The Gemara is now going to ask a question on the position of Rabbi Yossi. Let's go back and recap where we're holding. Rabbi Akiva said a rule. At the bottom of Hey Amud Bet, Rabbi Akiva gave us a rule. Rabbi Akiva's rule is this. If you're a karov or a pasul and you're an aid, you rack up the testimony. Right? We know that a karov, a relative, is not allowed to testify. Not only is a relative not allowed to testify, if he does testify, he wrecks up the whole testament. You have to throw the case out of court. Right? It's not simply a case that you're not allowed, and they ask you, are you a relative here? You say yes. I say, sorry, you can leave. No. If you're a witness, you ruin the case. You battle the whole case. So, that's the rule. So the rule that Rabbi Akiva brings is you can learn even more from our Mishnah. We said the Mishnah started off by linking the two and the three. Just like two witnesses, so the case is three witnesses. What does that come to teach me? It came to teach me a few different things. We learned about the aids on men. Two is like three. Three is like two. Also over here. In the case of two witnesses, if one of them is a karov, one of them is a relative, you ruin the case because you need two witnesses. So you have to throw the case out because you've only got one valid witness. Rabbi Akiva says, this teaches me that three is also like two. Even if I have three, and one of them is pasul, one of them is a relative, I still ruin the case. Even though I've still got two valid witnesses, Why? Because of this rule here that two is like three. I might have said two is not like three. If you've only got two, and one of them is a relative, so it's clear that the case is cancelled. So I need two valid witnesses. But along comes this passage and tells me two is like three. Now you've told me two is like three. Also over here, Rabbi Akiva comes along to tell us a chiddush. Two is like three, even over here. Even in the case of a relative, two is like three. I've got three witnesses, and one of them happens to be a relative. The rule is the same as it would have been if there were two. The case is battle. It's no good. I have to throw the case out. That's the rule that Rabbi Akiva comes along to tell us in the Mishnah. After Rabbi Akiva tells us that rule, we have two different opinions, two further comments, Rabbi Yossi and then Rebbe. What do they come to tell us? So let's see what they come to tell us. Rabbi Akiva comes along to tell us the rule. Rabbi Akiva says, two is like three. Just like a relative destroys the case where you have two witnesses, also destroys where you have three. Right? So that's what he comes to tell us. Even a hundred. Right. Okay, so that's fine. So then we have two different. After Rabbi Akiva tells us this, we now have Rabbi Yossi, and then we have Rabbi. What do they add to this? That's the rule of Rabbi Akiva saying. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi now comment on this. Rabbi Yossi says what? What does Rabbi Yossi say about this rule? Top of the page, first line of the page. Amar Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi have to say about this?
The name of a short. Different from the name of a lot.
Rabbi Yossi says, Madivaramamrim, what are we talking about? Rabbi Yossi says, we're talking only about Dine Nefashot. Rabbi Yossi says, we're only talking about capital cases, not monetary.
I don't
want to. Right, that's Rabbi Yossi's comment on this matter. Right? But this case of Rabbi Akiva is only talking about capital cases. In monetary cases, this rule doesn't apply. In monetary cases, you have a karov, doesn't pass all the Eidim. If you have three to. What does Rebbe say? What does Rebbe say about the matter? Anyone?
Rebbe says everything.
Rebbe said
monetary and also.
Okay. Very good. Capital and monetary applies to both. And he also says something else. That's part one of what he says. He also says something else, which is what we're going to focus on. The second part of what he says. What does he also say?
What is the question?
What did Rebbe say?
Yes,
Rebbe gives a big chiddush. Rebbe now gives a big chiddush about how to get out of the problem caused by this. This problem of Rabbi Akiva causes us problems. What's the problem that Rabbi identifies? He gives in the Mishnah. He gives the problem that, what's he say?
You can't try a case.
Rabbi says, because of this, we now have a problem. If you have two brothers who see a murder case, what are they going to do? We can't have anyone who is a karov, a relative, being a witness. What are two brothers going to do? If they saw it, they're witnesses, they happen to be there. What do you do if a guy walks into a wedding hall and starts shooting? You can never try him. There's going to be the, for sure, family there. You can never try that case. So Rebbe says, because of that, I'm going to tell you a leniency. Rebbe's leniency is that if the witness doesn't give warning, I don't have to count him in the rule of, let's call it on, I'm calling it the rule of Rabbi Akiva, but it's the rule
with three.
The rule of Rabbi Akiva.
One more thing.
Huh?
In Sanhedrin, it's brought out that when you have like the witness doesn't give warning or something, that you can't kill the murderer, but you can put him in jail. There is a trial, but you cannot be killed. You can be put in jail but not killed.
Okay. Very good. Okay, so let's just review. Where are we holding? We're saying that the problem. Rabbi Akiva identified the problem. Two is like three. Any relative involved will destroy the case. Rebbe says, if the witnesses don't give warning, they don't give hatra'ah, then they're not considered to be the main witnesses, and therefore, if they're a relative, then it doesn't pass on the case. What does that mean? So in the case where you have relatives who see the murder, you have two options. If they see the murder take place and they give warning, they pass all the case because they're the main witnesses in this case. If they see the murder and they don't give warning, Rebbe says it's fine, they're not going to pass all the case. I have other witnesses who did give warning and I'm going to rely on them as being the main part of this case. Okay. So Rebbe has an answer. Rashi says the other reason that we can see spherically is that they didn't intend, if they don't give warning, they don't intend to be witnesses. So therefore I can remove them. The article suggests that they're removed from the case. They don't testify, they don't get up on the stand. But either way, they're not involved in the case in terms of passively. They don't cause the case to be defaulted. They don't cause the case to be defaulted. That's according to Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi doesn't hold that way. Rebbe Yossi does not hold that way. In Rebbe Yossi's court, if you're a relative and you come into the court, you pass on the case. Whether you gave witnessing, or whether you gave hatra'ah or not, whether you gave the warning or not. Right? It doesn't hold by that rule that you can get out of it if you didn't give the warning. Okay? So now the Gemara is focusing on Rebbe Yossi. What does Rebbe Yossi do in these situations? What does Rebbe... Yes?
So you're saying that, according to Rebbe Yossi, if you're a relative and you come into the case, even if you don't give testimony, or if you come into the case, even if you don't give testimony, you puzzle the case?
So...
Because how could they even establish the fact that he was a witness to the case and he's just not coming to the Beis Din unless he's giving testimony? It doesn't make sense.
So it depends. So I haven't got a complete answer for you, but it depends on how we understand what it means to give testimony, what it means to be a witness. Does it mean to be a witness that you were physically there, you physically saw it, or does it mean to be a witness that you're in Beis Din giving testimony? And that's what it means to be, quote, a witness. So
you have to at least go to the...
So you could look at it either way. The Gemara could be talking about either scenario, and it doesn't spell out in here on the page which one it means.
You have to assume that's talking about giving testimony, because otherwise there's no... Beis Din has to show the fact, one, that they're relatives, and two, that they were witnesses in order to actually bust the case. And it doesn't, and you can say that man's relative, that man's relative. You have the basin has to establish it, has to be established. You can't just walk into the basin and that bust the case, it doesn't make sense.
There's not in the Beit Din, it's
you could say in theory that you can have evidence that there were two that there were family members present. So for example, let's say we have a wedding hall scenario. So right, someone comes in and kills someone in a wedding hall. And who arrives at court? Two random guys from the shuk who happened to be in the wedding. Right? And the court starts to hear the case. Did you see it? Yeah, I saw it. Are you related to him? No, I'm not related. I'm just from the shuk. And then someone says, but yeah, it was in a wedding and there was a brother there and a brother, and I could witness. I saw the brothers there. So it might be just from the sfara that would be enough. But the fact that there were people who saw it, who were witnesses to it, not that were witnesses in the court giving the testimony, the fact that they were witnesses to it, that also, this explanation allows for that possibility. That could be the sfara behind it. It's still possible. Okay. So now we're asking according to the position of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi does not have this leniency of allowing the witnesses to be relatives if they didn't give warning. So any case that has a relative in it as a witness will be thrown out, according to Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is comfortable with that, but it's not comfortable with the following. This, it now asks on Rabbi Yossi's position the following. Amale Rab Papala Abai, and Rashi, like we just saw there, says we're talking according to Rebbe. Otherwise, we wouldn't know what we're talking about. We didn't have the Rashi telling you that that's the scenario we're dealing with. What does Rabbi Yossi say about the following situation? Elamiata, but now we've come to this understanding, this position. Now we know that the case is going to be possible by being a relative. Harog Yatsil. The Harog Yatsil. What does Harog Yatsil mean? Harug Yatsil. What is Harug Yatsil? Harug is the murdered person. The Horeg is the murderer, and the Harug is the murderee. The person who got murdered. So the Gemara says the Harug Yatsil, the murdered person will save who?
Murderer.
Will save the murderer, right? Rashi explains further. Harug Yatsil, so they see the Rashi. Harug Yatsil, L'Rabbi Yossi, so we're going according now to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, like we've seen. Da'ma af balo hatro, even without him giving warning, hitro. Even though he didn't give warning, right? Rabbi Yossi doesn't need the person who the relative to give the warning in order for him to possible everything. So what's the case? Shalonitz kaven la'id who matzil etanadon. Right, Rabbi Yossi's position is a person who does not intend to witness, who matzil etanadon, he can still save the accused. We saw the case of Rebbe to contrast. Rebbe's case is you need a witness who does intend to be there, who does intend to be a witness, which is why he gave Hatra'ah. But Rabbi Yossi says, even a person who doesn't intend to be there, he didn't give the Hatra'ah, he didn't give the warning, he still can save the accused, meaning he can bottle the case, he can destroy the case and save the accused. Right? Because he's a relative. Any relative, whether he intended to be there or not, whether he gave warning or not. So Rashi continues and says, "Mipnei korvo harug, on account of being a relative of the murdered person, nami yatsil etanidon, that will also save the case. If a witness was a relative of the person who got killed, that will also throw the case out. You're not allowed to be a relative of each other. In the previous example in the Mishnah, we had two brothers who were witnesses, and they're relatives of each other. We said that would be a problem. But also, we're now learning, you're not allowed to be a relative of the victim. If you're related to the victim, you can't be a unbiased witness. You're biased. He's my brother. He's my uncle. I'm not a valid aid. If I'm a relative of the victim or I'm a relative of the murderer, then I might have a vested interest. I'm not going to be completely clean. The Gemara in the Lashon is Nogeya Badavar. I've got an interest in the matter. Right? So I can't be a valid witness. So we're learning now, not only Adim themselves can't be relatives of each other, they can't also be relatives of either the perpetrator or the victim. Yofi. Good so far. Sharei Gam Hu Ra'ah. Now we're learning, even the victim himself is a problem. Why? Sharei Gam Hu Ra'ah. Because he also saw it take place. The victim also saw it take place. The victim of the crime also was a witness to the crime. Right? So why is that a problem? Hu Karov Etzal Atzmo. He is a relative to himself. We've now given you a rule that says you're not allowed to be related to anyone involved in this case. You're not allowed to be related to the victim or the perpetrator, right? And no witness is allowed to be related to the victim. Guess what? The victim is related to himself. So the victim who sees the crime take place should mess everything up. According to the rules we've learned, that's the rule. Now, it doesn't, not for Rebbe. Rebbe says, Rebbe's fine, Rebbe's sitting there happy, you're right, 100%, it should destroy the case. But Rebbe said, doesn't matter, he's not one of the one who gave Hatra'ah. The victim didn't give Hatra'ah to anyone. Someone came along and shot him. So according to Rebbe, this is not a problem. Rebbe does it. I don't need to ask this question to Rebbe. Rebbe, what are you going to do with the fact that the victim is also a relative in the case? Rebbe says, fine, anyone who doesn't give warning is not disqualified.
The victim is not dead yet.
It doesn't really matter. Either you say he is or he is not. Either way.
Isn't the problem only if you can give a good?
No. The fact that he saw, we're talking about people who had the potential to be Aiden. Not the fact that he gives Aiden.
Didn't necessarily go to work.
Right, you don't have to necessarily get, according to the Svara that says you don't necessarily have to give Aiden. That the fact that any witnesses saw it, the fact that two witnesses, the fact that a witness who is Passel saw it. Maybe he later died, maybe he went overseas, it may be that for whatever reason he can't actually give Aiden.
That's the biggest
so we're saying that Rebbe can get out of it by saying he didn't give Hatra'ah, so it doesn't apply to Rebbe. So the Gemara goes against Rebbe Yossi, because for sure it's a problem for Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi has no way apparently to get out of that. Not yet.
If you do this, you'll never have any case on anything.
So this is a problem for Rebbe Yossi. So Rebbe Yossi has an answer. What's Rebbe Yossi's answer? It's not a fantastic answer. It's not a great answer, but it's an answer. Right? Rebbe Yossi's answer is, Kishehelgu me'acharav, when they killed him from behind. Rebbe Yossi says, you're right. There are cases where if the victim saw it coming, he's a witness and he would destroy the case. But there are also cases where he was killed from behind, he didn't see it, and he's not a valid witness. And therefore, you can have murder cases. You're right, some cases it would be a problem, but in other cases he didn't see it. Okay. The Gemara then asks again, what about a Nirba? Surely a Nirba, you could never have the case. So now you've told me you could have a murder case. Right, so the first question on Rebbe Yossi is, you can never have a murder case. Answer, yeah, you can. You can have a murder case where he came at him from behind, he didn't see him coming. So you can have a murder case. So then the Gemara tries again and says, well, what about a sodomy case? You can never have a sodomy case, right? Because the victim is gonna also be a witness. He's a witness to the fact that he was sodomized. So the Gemara gives the same answer. No, he came at him from behind. He didn't see who it was. Didn't see him. He's not a witness. Okay, so fine. There could be that case. So the Gemara tries again. Gemara says, third case, Horeg v'roveya yatsilu. Now we change to a new scenario. Horeg v'roveya. What about the Horeg, the one who does the murdering, the perpetrator? And what about the Roveya, the one who does the sodomizing, the perpetrator? Yatsilu. He should also save himself. Why? Because he is also a relative to someone involved in the case himself. Just like the victim is a relative to himself, so too, by the same logic, the perpetrator is also a relative to himself. So according to Rebbe Yossi, who doesn't need the aid to be one who gives warning, he should destroy the case. So Rav Papa asked the question to Abai, and Abai doesn't have an answer. Ishtik, you're right. I don't have an answer to how Rebbe Yossi could get out of that problem. Rebbe Yossi can't get out of that problem. There can never be a murder case. There can never be a case of sodomy. There can never be any capital crime, ever crime, that brought to justice. Right? They're just two examples. Because in every single case, the perpetrator is always for sure a witness. And if that's true, he's a witness, which he is, he saw it happen, he is related to one of the main involved people in the case, the perpetrator himself. He's a relation to himself. Therefore, you can never have a case. You can never bring a case to trial. Ishtik, Abai was dumbfounded. He had no answer to that question. But, fortunately, Rava did. Ki ata lekamel de Rava. When he came before Rava, Amale, Rava said to him, Rava had an answer. Rava said, this is the answer. Rava brought the pasuk. The pasuk says, Yakum devar b'makayme devar. Sorry, Yakum devar. The pasuk says, Yakum devar. Those two words, Yakum devar. Don't worry, says Rava. From the words Yakum devar, we now have a solution. The pasuk says, Yakum devar. What does Yakum devar mean? So if you have the pasuk on your Gemara, the pasuk says, Lo yakom ed echad ba'ish l'chol avon. One single witness is not allowed to come against any person, or l'chol chatat, l'chol chet, asher yachtet, or any sin that he does. Al pi shnei edim, only according to two edim, or al pi shlosha, or three, two or three edim, yakum devar. The matter will be established. Yakum devar. Through two or three edim, that's how you establish a court case, the pasuk says. So what does Rava come to teach you? Rava comes to teach you the fact that it says Yakum devar, can learn from here the Makaime devar. Only the people who are Makaime devar. Hakatub medaber. The pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is talking about, it comes to teach you, people who are makayme devar. What does makayme devar mean? Makayme devar means on those whose testimony the matter is established. The matter is established by only the witnesses. It's not established by the perpetrator and it's not established by the victim. Therefore, they're not relevant for making the case passel, for destroying the case. Why? Because that pasuk, which has the words Yakum devar, is the same pasuk that we're learning out this rule from. Rabbi Akiva says two is like three. We go back to the beginning. Rabbi Akiva learned this two is like three from this pasuk. This pasuk said, Al pi shnayim edim u'shlosha edim yakum devar. And Rabbi Akiva says, from here you learn shnayim edim u'shlosha edim. Why do you tell me shlosha if two is enough? In order to teach you a whole list of things that we learned out, one of the things we learned out from that pasuk, two is like three, is that just like two, if you have one of them who's a karov, it ruins the case. So three, if you have one of them that's a Karov, it ruins the case. It doesn't even have to be one of the two. It could be one of the other ones. But that same pasuk says Yakum Devar. Yakum Devar refers only to the people who are establishing the matter. The people who are establishing the matter are the Aiden themselves. They're not the other perpetrator or the victim. And therefore, we have now an answer. And that answer now means that you can't bring the case of the victim or the perpetrator being a relative in the matter. He's not a relative in the matter. And therefore, that answers the problem for Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi stands, he still has a position to hold, but he holds that Hatra'ah is not relevant, and Rabbi holds that Hatra'ah is relevant. So this Gemara here has just established the Mishnah to clarify that both cases are possible. Both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi are possible. Okay? Questions? That's a shame. We'll continue tomorrow.